What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday, the 23rd of March. Hope you're well. Had a good weekend. How did you spend it? Did you spend it down the beach? Did you spend it in the parks with all your friends? Because if you did, that's why we're having lockdown tonight. Apparently, half eight tonight, the statement's coming out that we've all got to stay in and do what other countries are doing, which is pretty much fuck all. Because, you know, we can't be trusted to go out by ourselves. Well, but go out in groups of people. People are just ignoring all the rules. Perhaps people just don't follow the news and see what's going on, but they don't realise that fucking this shit is dead serious. So people are literally doing what they please, and now they're not going to be able to do. None of us are going to be able to do anything that we please, unless it's within your own house. So you've got to think of some very creative pastimes over the next couple of weeks, few weeks. But you know, I'd fucking take a game of tiddlywinks over a fucking ventilator in a hospital. I'll tell you that right now. There's a gang of people who are queuing up at. I mean, please, if you're listening to this in the queue at McDonald's, then shame on you. But there's a fucking queue all every McDonald's drive-thru around the country. I'm only joking. Fucking do as you please. But I wouldn't fucking queue in a one person fucking. I wouldn't queue if I was the first person there. Put it that way in McDonald's. But they the queues around the block, right up the road and everything to get into the drive-thru for that one last meal. Could be a death row meal, funnily enough. If like the way things are going, so but everyone's getting that last burger, fucking what's it called, Big Macs and slime burgers and whatever else. Getting that, don't know what they're gonna do when McDonald's shuts for the foreseeable future. That just shows how many people are not too keen. That's the ones who don't watch the TV chefs. Probably can't cook for shit, and they're just like. I'll tell you what, I don't know why McDonald's aren't doing just deliveries. Why don't they just get on the fucking delivery thing? I'm surprised they haven't. They probably will. So you're probably like wasting your time queuing in that thing. In fact, you should have just called Deliveroo. There you go. I've called you out. Done. You're sitting in a queue when you could have Deliveroo'd. Anyway, but we're all going to be quarantined. What strikes me, what I'm thinking, we're all going to be stuck in the house watching the TV, which is hardly the fucking worst of the hardships. The more worry is, where's the money going to come from? Especially for me being self-employed. I could do this podcast, but that don't give me a fucking brass farthing, believe me. You can see how unprofessional it is. How is that going to get me any money? But what made me think about was people like, well, especially Julian Assange, who's sitting in fucking Belmarsh prison 24 hours a day, locked down in solitary confinement on his own with like four probably the shittiest walls you could ever imagine to look at, and next to no stimulation or any kind of hope. Basically, he probably thinks he's off to fucking life sentence in America, and we've got to do a couple of weeks or a few weeks of boring each other to death in the house. Whereas he's like, you know, he spoke up against people fucking to do the world a right, and he's ended up fucking, you know, sacrificing his life. He's almost like a prisoner that would get thrown in the Tower in the fucking old days, you know, without no trial or whatever else, and just left to rot. And you know, imagine when you're sitting in your house and you can still walk around and do this, that and the other. He can't do any of that. So I think some people need to sort of, because obviously this virus thing is getting out of hand and it's taken over the whole of the news, but climate change is still a problem, and so is Assange. Let's hope the climate, now all this smog and everything's all fucking disappearing, because one of the plus, which is a plus in a sense, but, you know, which would you choose? But all the smog's all disappearing above all the cities whilst everybody's off the streets. But let's hope that fucking that increases the sunshine that's coming through, and that just fucking burns the virus or some shit like that, I don't know. But it's pretty fucking... pretty worrying anyway. But I tell you what, because you've got the list of the 10 panic items that people are buying, the toilet rolls, cleaning wipes, pasta, sanitizer, hand wash, kitchen roll, cleaning fluid, UHT milk, baked beans, tin veg. There's the list. If you're interested, if you fancy yourself a bit of a panic buyer, you might be a bit late, because now you just really are going to get fucking named and shamed or dirty looks. It's going to give you a reason to get out of the house to go to the shop. So just fucking buy one thing a day and just go back the next day. You've got no other reason to go out now. But I bet there's all them people who have been like thinking about Armageddon for years and years and years. Imagine there's guys who've got fucking 15-year-old pasta in their house from when they stocked up, you know, in the 70s or no, not the 70s, it was 15 years ago. 15 years ago, anyway. And they're sitting there like that with their feet up and everything, with their hands behind their head going, so I fucking knew it was coming. I knew it and I'm already well stocked up. I've had this shit for years. And nobody listened to me. Nobody listened to me. They're fucking, I'm going to say they're rubbing their hands with glee, but they've got a smug look on their face. And they've probably got the fucking how to live, how to get it down. They're probably like looking through, you know, only looking through the letterbox with a mask on and all that kind of stuff. They've got all the rules, like the zombie apocalypse or whatever, but, and it's all the fucking idiots who were fucking running and skipping and jumping down the beach and everything that that are going to be the ones who are going to get fucking, well, pass it around, really. That's what you're going to do, because half of them are young people, aren't they? They just think that they aren't going to get touched by it. But anyway, other news, let's move on to, there's other stuff going on in the world, like Mr. Motivator says that, He was a sex symbol in the 80s. It was like Cindy Crawford and Shirley Bassey had the hots for him. Did they? I don't know for sure. He said Cindy Crawford kind of had the hots for me, and I don't blame her. He's going for the. He's trying to come back out. I've spoke about him before. He's trying to get back into the old the mind. I tell you what, he might as well get back on the do some fucking online videos while everybody's stuck in the house. Perfect time. We all need a bit of Mr. Motivator, or unless you're anybody else who can do the same moves. That's where you can get some views and some money, maybe. Do your internet, what's it called? But he had the look, didn't he? He had that fucking proper floral leotards and shit like that. I don't think I could ever, I could never carry it off, unfortunately. But I guess that was the 80s. People were into that kind of shit in the 80s, but no, so maybe he was hot. I don't know what he looks like these days. But as he said, everyone was saying they wanted his body and everything. And he said to her, everything can be arranged. So he was fucking flirting it. Some of you listening are going, who the fuck's Mr. Motivator? Well, there you go. He probably is already on YouTube and everything. You can probably check out some of his old videos and that. He used to be on GMTV, you know. Before Piers Morgan would give a rant, or the equivalent of Piers Morgan at the time, he'd be on there teaching you how to get off the sofa and do a few moves, bust a few moves in your leotard and whatever. Mainly the women was doing it, weren't they? There might have been a few secret men, you know, doing it on the sly. Secret infatuation with Mr. Motivator. Gay and non-gay, sending him, like, you know, fan mail. Never get that fan mail stuff. I literally don't ever get fan mail. But I mean, I never get that fan mail to go to the trouble to write somebody that letter that would just go in a sack, especially for somebody like some of the pop stars and that, where they'd just get a sack of it. They'd probably just fucking, the sack would come to them and they'd probably just get the sack and just go and chuck it in the bin. I think, fuck it, I can't be bothered. They'd do it the first couple of weeks, read a few, and go, oh, you know what I mean? But once the novelties wore off, did you think they really want to keep reading, like, all this fan mail of everyone going how much they love them and everything? The narcissists would, but the rest of them just dump them and go, fuck this. Ain't got time. I've got to count my millions. I've got too busy counting my money and picking who I really want to, like, you know, listen to and spend some time with. You know, I might pick the odd fan, but you don't know who the letters come off, can you? You could go, oh, this is a really sexy letter. I really like that. She might be fucking hot as, but next thing you know, I mean, that wasn't like in the old days. It weren't like the Facebook and everything, where you could check the profile and go, you know what, I'm going to fucking DM her. She's pretty hot. Or him, male or female. But the old days, just a piece of paper with loads of kisses on. If you got in touch with him, you like might live to regret it. And go, fucking hell, I can't get rid of this bird. She's like fucking psycho. Ugly psycho. Or bloke. Ugly bloke psycho. Depending on which way your gender is. Or non-binary, psycho non-binary lunatic coming at you. What's it called? I told you, comedy, no fucking money in comedy. This country, not saying this is meant to be comedy. It is to some. It's fucking painful to the ears, I imagine. I've got a Brummie accent. Somebody loved that. A Brummie accent's hot on the fucking hot on the agenda at the moment after Peaky Blinders, even though they fucked it up, but the accent, but Birmingham accent's all the rage at the minute. But the stars of this country are skint, said they blew it all on candles and ASOS. Fucking, how many candles are they buying? They're living like a mansion with like no electricity to burn that much candles. They might have, but they said that they kind of had that much money. They said that everyone thinks that because you're on TV that you're rolling in it. But once you pay the tax, man, and whatever else, diddly squat left. It's all about the DVD. They're saying like if you'd have sold DVDs in like the days of selling DVDs, then your quid's in. But nobody buys them now, do they? DVDs. Everyone's everything for free, unfortunately. So now that means that you're going to have to do a comedy programme and walk around with like, you know, like the darts players do with a fucking Paddy Power sticker on your T-shirt or whatever while you're pretending to be a character. That's the way it's after. You have to get sponsored, right now. Or fucking auto windscreens tattooed on your neck or something like that. Shit, yeah, no money in comedy. Why the fuck does... well, unless, you know, mainstream stuff, but most of that's fucking crap, isn't it? Who said that? A scaffold is lends itself very well. A scaffolder is just turned into the world pole dancing champion, world champion, and he's an English builder, scaffolder. So see what he does when his lunch breaks, and his dance partner is also took gold in the world pole sport and fitness championships. Who knew there was such a thing? I bet that's a sight to behold. I wonder if they're held at gentlemen clubs or fucking Legs 11 or whatever else. I told you the other week, a guy, a male stripper, pulled the pile out the wall and fucking knocked a granny out. Sparko'd. She was there enjoying it, enjoying all the delights, clapping away. Couldn't believe her eyes. She was on a hen party and then fucking got knocked out by a scaffold. So she was only seeing stars after that. She survived. That's why we can jest. Anyway, so yeah, good on him. He's like, and there's some moves. Seeing him there, busting some moves. Bit dangerous. He's at the fucking top of a building site there, like swinging on the pole. So look at, he's got his hood up. So his boss can't say, "Was that you? You fucking sacked for health and safety." He could just say that, weren't me. But yeah, so there you go. Might as well, mightn't you? Might as well practice what you need spare time. Practice makes perfect, no matter what it is. Don't need talent. You just need to be fucking work at it. So anyway, done the McDonald's thing. Millennials are getting... I tell you what, this is going to be a new... over the next few weeks then, for everybody. Who knew that millennials who watch too much Netflix and stay up late... are paying to have their eye bags removed already. They're binge watching and they're making them bug eyed. So they're going to pay $6,000 to have their eye bags removed. Fuck you now, that's like, I don't know. Does that really cause that, watching the telly? I'm staying up late and not getting a lot of sleep, but I'm on about the fucking the brightness of the TV and stuff. It's probably from the phone. I piss about on the phone till way later the night, and then by the time I go to bed a lot of times, I'm like, I'm only going to bed because it's time to go to bed, not because I'm tired. And I was knackered earlier before I started messing with my phone, so he's probably right. Probably tripping my brain out, but yeah, but we can all look tired as we get on, but fucking, I don't really want to be paying $6,000 for eye bag removal. I'll have to do a DIY job at home with a bit of ice and the sharpest knife in the kitchen cupboard. That'll save a few quid. Speaking of plastic surgery, I'm only joking. Madonna has put out a statement from her bath. Always an opportunity to say her bits, but it's nice what she said. It's funny how she said it, but she's floating in a bath of rose petals and she's telling how the virus is a great equaliser because nobody's... And it's true that nobody's... everybody's in it together. The virus don't care whether you're rich or poor. mainly the poor are going to fucking copy the worst, though, because they ain't got nowhere to go. But, I mean, there's saying that it doesn't care. He's going to take anybody out if it gets its chance, whether you're rich or anybody, age and whatnot. It's great that she's done it from her bath, half naked, looking quite pretty and whatever else. So set the tone. But, yeah, it's true. But this self-isolating, I'd rather be self-isolating in a fucking mansion with loads of dough than having to scrimp it and on the whatever I can find in the shops because all the pasta wankers have nicked it all. Anyway, we're getting close because I want to watch the... there's a statement coming on the TV to tell us that we've all got to stay in and it's coming up, so I've got to have to ditch my last few things. Oh, I've got loads I wanted to talk about as well. Never mind. What am I going to finish up on then? The cheapest place in Britain... this might come in handy. The cheapest place in Britain to get a portion of chips is Sheffield, where it costs £1.26, Scousers pay £1.33, Manchester £1.36, Geordie's £1.60, London's £1.73. There's hardly fucking much in it, but I'll tell you what, in a few weeks' time, that might ring fucking favourable to a lot of people. Not that you're going to get all the way to Sheffield for it, but I'm on about buying chips. But chips... is it all down to chips can be the cheapest or the fucking whatever. It all comes down to how good they are. So many places just sell you a bag of just soggy shit, don't they? So, you know, it's all down to quality for me with chips, I'm afraid. Or I make my own anyway. I'm fucking, you got to learn. This is a time to brush up on your cooking skills. You've got a few fucking weeks inside. Get out your cheap recipes. Or you pasta people, I bet you don't know, couldn't cook pasta for shit as well. You bought it all, but you got no sauce. I bet you don't know how to fucking cook, what to put with it. Got no vegetables, because you missed. You can have toilet roll and pasta. There's your dish. Toilet roll pasta, sprinkled with a bit of fucking... what would you sprinkle on it? What was the other things? I don't know. With a bit of fucking... oh, fuck it. I can't think of anything. Forget it. Let's move on. One more thing. A woman broke a barmaid's nose in a drunken rage after being told to leave a pub for eating another customer's dessert. So I wouldn't want to be in her house when fucking the pasta's running short. Anyway, let's put it that way. She's going to start taking out the family members and everything. Fucking fat one first, please. Move out the way. Move out the way. I'm still trying to think of what I can sprinkle on that dinner. A bit of hope that fucking everybody else is going to survive and they're not going to come and kick your door in and nick everything off you because they know that you're the panic buyer that bought everything and fucking ruined and everybody else in the street starving. Anyway, I'm going to try and leave it on that one. Oh, I'm going to leave it on another one just for a little tip in case anybody's got something looking for entertainment. A glamour girl has become the first Briton to make 1 million from a raunchy website. She's reeled in most of the cash in just 18 months of X-rated posts on OnlyFans. OnlyFans, I've never heard of it. The 37-year-old has hundreds of followers who pay monthly fees to see photos and videos. So anybody short money and you fucking, you know, we've all got to make ends meet, no matter how it's, you know. Try it. OnlyFans, it's called. The people like all shapes and sizes. You remember them porn mags from the old days in the readers' wives sections? Some of them were all fucking sort of shapes and sizes, some of the photos in there. And people are into it, so don't get body conscious. Get yourself up on there and see what money you can make. I think you'll soon find out your value when the pounds start rolling in. She's made a million, so good on her. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. See you again tomorrow. Bye.